KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In high school volleyball last night, just one match score to report. That was Stanton outlasting Corning 3-2 in girls volleyball. We have volleyball tonight on KJAN.com. Cardinal baseball here on the radio tonight, but on the web at KJAN.com. You can listen live to high school volleyball as Atlantic will host Shenandoah this evening. That match getting underway at 7:30, the varsity match. That's a web-only broadcast, but you can catch it live tonight on KJAN.com. Also, the weekly Iowa High School football poll looks like this. Cedar Falls is number one again this week in Class 4A and Class 3A. It's Clear Lake on top this week with Denison up a couple spots to number three. Carroll debuts in the list all the way up at number five in this week's poll. Also this week in Class 2A, Iowa City Regina remains number one rated with Kemper Catholic in at number nine. In Class 1A, St. Albert remains the number one ranked team, and Logan Magnolia remains at number five. Panorama debuts at number nine in this week's poll. Also in Class A, Lamar's Galen Catholic stays on top with Bedford staying put at number seven in the small school poll. Also in the eight-man poll this week, Armstrong Ringstead stays at the number one position with Fremont Mills remaining number three. And also East Mills stays put at number five in this week's poll. A person involved in the discussions tells the Associated Press that school and conference officials from the Big East and the Big 12 have been discussing ways to merge what's left of the two leagues if Texas and Oklahoma leave the Big 12. The person, speaking on the condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to talk publicly about what's going on behind the scenes, says there's been dialogue between athletic directors and high-level officials in the conference offices. Syracuse and Pittsburgh have announced that they'll be leaving the Big East for the Atlantic Coast Conference. Texas and Oklahoma are both trying to decide whether to leave the Big 12 for the Pac-12, taking Oklahoma State and Texas Tech with them. Iowa Reserve linebacker Bruce Davis has left the team, citing personal reasons. Davis, a senior from Cleveland, suffered a season-ending knee injury last September and had played sparingly this season. Davis, who finishes his career with 20 total tackles, is set to graduate in December. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz says he and his staff appreciate Davis's contributions to the program. Iowa will host Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. Oklahoma's Board of Regents has voted unanimously to give University President David Boren the right to choose a new conference for the Sooners. The move is a key step in case Oklahoma chooses to leave the Big 12. Oklahoma State Regents have scheduled a special meeting for Wednesday to consider matters relating to athletic conference membership. Similarly, University of Texas Regents have voted to give President Bill Powers Jr. the authority to move the Longhorns out of the Big 12 and into a new conference. Texas A&M has already announced that it plans to leave the Big 12 and pursue membership in the SEC. Also in football news, Oklahoma Regents voted to give Bob Stoops a new contract that would keep him as the Sooners football coach through 2018 and pay him $34.5 million over the next 7 years. Linebacker and leading tackler Shane Skov is out for the season with a left knee injury, dealing a blow to number five Stanford's bid for a Pac-12 title and national championship. Michigan State tackle Skyler Berkland is expected to miss the rest of the season after dislocating his left ankle Saturday against Notre Dame. The school says Berkland had successful surgery Sunday and will miss approximately 3 months. He's expected back in time for the winter conditioning program. North Carolina will vacate all 16 football victories from the 2008 and 2009 seasons as part of some self-imposed penalties that follow an NCAA investigation into improper benefits and academic misconduct. The NCAA has sent South Carolina a notice of allegations to university president. The NCAA says 12 athletes in football and women's track received an extra benefit of $47,000 for staying at a local hotel for a reduced rate. while Eli Manning threw two touchdown passes and linebacker Michael Boley scored on a 65-yard fumble return to lead the New York Giants to a 28-16 victory over the mistake-prone St. Louis Rams for their first win of the season last night. Manning hit Hakeem Nicks with a 3-yard TD pass. Dominic Hickson made a spectacular juggling grab on a 22-yard score as New York gave Tom Coughlin a win over Steve Spagnuolo in their first matchup since the one-time Giants defensive coordinator left to take over as coach of the winless Rams. In other NFL news, Dante Robinson will pay for his flagrant hit on the Eagles' Jeremy Maclin. He won't be suspended, though. The NFL Monday fined the Falcons cornerback $40,000 for the hit in which he led with his helmet and crashed into Maclin in the third quarter of Atlanta's win over Philadelphia Sunday night. Robinson was penalized 15 yards for unnecessary roughness. The league did not suspend Robinson, although it has said that hits like the one he put on Maclin could lead to that type of action. Robinson is a repeat offender, having been fined $25,000 last year for a similar hit on the Eagles' DeSean Jackson that left both of those players with concussions. Michael Vick's status for the Eagles' next game is uncertain because of a concussion sustained in Sunday night's loss to Atlanta. The veteran quarterback must pass several tests and be evaluated by an independent neurologist before he can be cleared to return. The Pro Bowl quarterback had thrown for two touchdowns, and the Eagles were winning when he left. Vick was injured when he was spun around by a defender and slammed into one of his own linemen. Coach Andy Reid won't say whether Mike Kafka or Vince Young would start if Vick can't play Sunday against the New York Giants in the Eagles' home opener. Kafka played well in his NFL debut against the Falcons. In other injury news around the NFL, the 0-2 Chiefs are placing running back Jamaal Charles on injured reserve. Charles hurt his left knee in the first quarter of Sunday's 48-3 loss to the Detroit Lions. Charles was coming off a breakout season in which he ran for 1,467 yards. Carolina linebacker Thomas Davis has torn the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee for the third time in less than 23 months. The injury occurred during the third quarter of Sunday's loss to Green Bay when Davis got his leg stuck in a pile of players. It's another huge blow to Carolina's defense, which lost John Beeson for the year with a torn Achilles in the season opener against Arizona. Packers safety Nick Collins is out for the season after injuring his neck in Green Bay's victory at Carolina on Sunday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Yankee Stadium crowd started roaring when Nick Swisher grounded into a double play to end the eighth inning. Not often that they cheer for a Yankee player to hit into a double play, but this was because it meant history was coming into pitch in the form of Mariano Rivera. Rivera set the Major League record with his 602nd save, closing out the New York Yankees' 6-4 win over the Minnesota Twins Monday. With fans in the Bronx standing and cheering from his first pitch in the ninth, Rivera retired Trevor Plouffe, Michael Kadire, and Chris Parmalee to end it. Parmalee looked at strike three as the stadium roared in approval. For once, the great closer wasn't sure what to do next, so he smiled, blew a kiss to the crowd, then doffed his cap as the cheers washed over him after his record 602nd save. He passes Trevor Hoffman on the all-time list. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston split a doubleheader with Baltimore, losing 6-5 in the opener and winning the nightcap 18-9. Jacoby Ellsbury hit an inside-the-park homer, and Connor Jackson added a grand slam in the second game. That means the Yankees now top the Red Sox by 5 games in the American League East. Boston's lead over idle Tampa Bay in the American League wildcard race is 2. The Angels are 4.5 back. Adam Lind drove in the winning run with a grounder in the 10th inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the L.A. Angels 3-2. Also, Mike Karp hit a grand slam into the second deck in right field and drove in 5 runs in Seattle's 9-run third inning, leading the Mariners to a rain-shortened 12-6 win over the Cleveland Indians. In the National League, St. Louis held off Philadelphia 4-3 to crawl within 2.5 games of wild card leader Atlanta. Kyle Loesch outpitched Roy Halladay as the Cards won for the 10th time in 12 games. The Braves lost 6-5 in Florida on Omar Infante's 2-run walk-off homer. The sliding Braves have lost 4 of their last 5. Arizona reduced its magic number for clinching the National League West to 4 by blanking Pittsburgh 1-0. Giovanni Soto hit two-run homers and drove in all the Chicago Cubs' runs in a 5-2 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. That loss and the Cards' win kept the Brewers' magic number for clinching the National League Central at 4. Corey Lupke took a no-hitter into the sixth inning. Cameron Maben and Aaron Cunningham homered as San Diego beat Colorado 8-2. And also it was the Houston Astros beating the Reds by a final of 3-2. Well, Tony Stewart has snapped a 32-race losing streak as he won the opening race in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Rain washed out the race on Sunday, making it the first chase event to run a day later. Stewart's first win since California last October pushes the two-time champion into contention for another title after a mediocre season by his standards. Most of the field tried to stretch its gas to the finish, but as Stewart closed in on the checkered flag, the tanks began to run dry. Among those who ran out of gas were five-time defending series champion Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch, who started the day as the points leader. Kevin Harvick finished second, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. capitalized on all the empty gas tanks to finish third. Stewart jumped from ninth in the standings to second, just 7 points behind Harvick. Earnhardt vaulted into fifth overall. Iowa Speedway President Jerry Giron says he's resigning after 3.5 years. Giron tells the Associated Press that he's leaving for a job as a general manager at Urbandale, Iowa-based C&L Companies, a motorsports manufacturing company. Giron oversaw the Iowa Speedway during a period of significant growth that saw the addition of NASCAR Nationwide and Truck Series races. Giron says Iowa Speedway has a ton of momentum moving forward, citing the two Nationwide races, two Truck Series events, and the IndyCar race on next season's schedule. Giron says he's staying on as track president through the middle of October. He says he's leaving the Speedway with a heavy heart, adding that the people he worked with at the track were second to none. And Iowa State says prep shooting guard Sharon Dorsey Walker has verbally committed to the Cyclones. Dorsey Walker, a 6'4" guard from Pershing High in Detroit, earned All-State honors as a junior last season. He's ranked as the 112th best prospect in the nation for the class of 2012 by recruiting publication Rivals.com. Iowa State spokesman Mike Green says Dorsey Walker also had offers from Boston College, Virginia Tech, Michigan, Minnesota, and Florida State. Dorsey Walker will be eligible to join the Cyclones for the 2012-13 season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.